Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Love is blind. Love is blind. It's Reality Games presenting Love is Blind.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm such a nerd. Do you like metamorphic rock? Do you like Paleolithic rose quartz?
Yeah, I like amorphous
I don't
rocks.
Love sedimentary.
What?
We're such nerds. Isn't it so cool that we're such nerds?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We can look at it in my polarizing microscope. Don't you think that's cool?
Wow.
Oh, my God,
you say
I'm
microscope,
a nerd.
I'm hot.
Oh, my God, I'm a nerd. I'm really over... I'm over. I think we finally went past the era of taking back the word nerd.
I think so. I thought that was going to turn into an interview with the rock monster again from Kansas.
No.
I thought that's where we were going.
That don't.
That may happen.
That may happen. Lots of igneous puns.
Our one geology sissy is, yes. Is going to love it.
She's just going to be finger blasting herself.
I agree. Let's talk nerd. So speak to that.
It's like, it's this idea of, I'm such a nerd. And it used to be such a thing of people go, nerd, and stuff you in your locker. And now nerd means anything that's cute. It's like cute when someone's nerdy. And like, oh, I love a nerd. But you really don't, because a nerd is like full on Revenge of the Nerds pocket protector. You don't like that kind of nerd. You want a hot nerd.
You want a hot nerd.
Let's be specific.
You want a Cameron.
You want Camp Cameron.
Who was
is
the hottest
your
nerd at all?
So
Cameron or boy, they were just last season. I can't even remember the guy who was the artist who draws shoes.
Oh, Brett.
Or Brett.
Okay, like, Brett
wasn't really a nerd.
No.
Cameron was a nerd,
But you don't want gay guys to say, oh, I love nerds. You don't want me talking about Star Trek for the first 30 minutes of our date.
No.
And how the uniforms are slightly different. Or you don't want me going on and on about, I don't know, something about poetry or musical theater. Then it makes you feel comfortable. You want me to be hot and kind of nerdy about one thing, and you want to say when that limit is. So
I'm sick
of this nerd shit. We're such nerds.
I didn't want to hear about it now.
Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. Even when they're talking about it. This is Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
We're back. Season 5.
We're back together.
I was ready for that rant. I will say, Milton is a straight-up nerd, but women who say, oh my God, I love a nerd, I guarantee you, 30 minutes into a conversation with him about paleoscalasic or whatever, women are going to say, yeah, can you not talk about that anymore?
I think taking back the word nerd is people don't want to say I'm smart.
That is so true.
And I get it. We live in a society where we're not supposed to brag about ourselves, but I say... lean into that. Like, let's words
I'm
define
not an idiot.
Everything. Like, say, yeah, I'm smart. Like, was it Aaliyah said, I'm a smart woman? Or was somebody I wrote down and I went, I love that they own the
I
fact
love her.
Said, she's my favorite.
I love her.
I love Aaliyah.
And I'm going to spend the whole season watching Uche destroy her.
Save it.
I know everyone else.
God.
I know everyone else watched that the last 12 minutes with your mouths open.
It was like watching
a puppy get kicked.
No, it was actually watching like when you watch a David Attenborough documentary, and he all the time they got you, you got to know this little beautiful family of antelopes.
Yeah.
And there was Ricky the antelope, who you saw be born from his mother's womb. You saw his antelope legs.
Ricky,
like,
a normal
antelope for the first
name.
Time. Yes.
Like me, after I've been fucked by a big dick.
Yeah, Bambi legs.
Bambi legs.
Ricky, who walks the Serengeti, who walks the steps of
Central Asia.
Yes, who learns how to climb on rocks. You see every moment of Ricky.
And then Uche comes up, the alligator.
Uche is the alligator when Ricky's getting drinks and just bites Ricky's head off and kills him immediately. And David Attenborough says, and that is the circle of life. And you go, oh God, why does it have to be this way? That's exactly how I felt.
It's worse than that. Because the thing about it, the worst thing here is you saw this man's propensity for cruelty and how he did not care how this woman was sounding, and he went into lawyer mode, and it was
terrifying. He's probably a very good attorney.
Oh, I'd say he basically said, permission to treat the witness as hostile, yeah. Your Honor.
Oof.
I will say I've never seen anything like this in 5 seasons of Love is Blind.
It was...
In the pods.
No.
And I think this is someone who, in person, might read cues better, but it was appalling.
I mean, we're going to talk about blame it on the edit. By the way, y'all, this is Love is Blind, season 5.
Question, how do you blame that on the edit?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm saying that you could, like he probably will.
Yeah.
And we don't see a lot of it. But what I was going to say is we've watched episodes 1 and 2. We're going to talk about 1, and then we're going to talk about 2 on a separate podcast. But some things might leak out. So I would say...
like me after a really heavy Italian dinner.
Ciao.
She's leaking marinara.
Wow. Just out of... Poodle, are your eyes bleeding? Nope. Rayos. They gave me that... they gave me the second meal to take home, and I eat it right now.
Oh, God. What country do we live in where you can just order a second meal?
That's why they closed at the Grove, I think, because they were giving food away.
You mean Maggiano's?
Yes.
That's Olive Garden does that.
No, Maggiano's does that.
Maggiano's does that,
yeah.
Too?
Well, they used to. The one at the Grove is closed. I want to go to that Olive Garden by me now.
That food always tasted bad to me. It was too filling.
You'd eat breadsticks right now if I put them in front of
your
face.
Yes, I would.
And that sounds delicious. Breadsticks and salad.
I love their salad.
We should go do that
today.
We're
so basic.
We should go. We're going to go see The Sound of Music tonight. We could go before and have it's Italian.
I don't want to do that.
I don't either. I want someone to bring it to me. Okay, this is Love is Blind. This is on the public feed, y'all.
On your public feed.
This and next episode will be public feed, too. These are normally only on RG Plus at the $5 tier. If you're interested, if you like these 2 episodes and you're like, I'm a thirsty dick pig and I need more, then go to realitygaze.com.
Join the club.
Yes, join the club. Or you can just look in the show notes wherever you listen to podcasts and you can do that.
Sounds great.
We just dropped season 3 all on our public feed. But if you want to listen to season 4, that's behind the paywall too at the $5 tier.
And if you've forgotten what season 3 was, that was the eye drops. I just need to say eye drops.
Yeah.
And that was Alexa and Brennan, and how I loved them at the beginning. Kind of liked them at the end.
Producer Christina read you for filth.
And as soon as they started posting on social media, I despised them.
Boy.
I also didn't like her in After the Altar. She turned into a complete mean girl.
It was After Altar, yeah, that we really didn't like.
Yeah.
Who knew? 5 seasons of Love is Blind. It feels like we were just sitting at a Airbnb in Orange County trying to watch a live stream of this.
Several months ago. Several. Oh, wait, it was. This is we are having our first, this is our first DP in 1 year. Because we had a season that was in the same year.
I think this will be the new normal. Now that COVID's kind of, I think we're going to have two seasons a year.
Within a year.
They're going to do one around Valentine's Day, one in the fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can film them pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And it's cheap.
They film all of this basically within a month.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I think it's maybe a little long. I think maybe
I'll
6
my
weeks.
Neighbor who edits it.
I can't believe they're giving you, they won't give you any more access
to that. She won't tell me a damn thing. She's so good.
Well, why would she tell you how long it is?
Well, maybe she'll tell me that. That's true. She doesn't tell me a thing.
Could we give this person sodium pentothal?
No, I don't think so.
I think you order it off the internet. You can get everything off the internet.
They're editing season 20 of Love is Blind right now. That's how many they got in the can.
You are kidding me. I wouldn't.
I wouldn't doubt it.
What? Okay, season 5.
Houston.
What's your first?
My dad says Houston.
What's your first impression?
I love Houston.
I mean the people. Oh. I don't give a shit about Houston. I know it takes me forever to drive across it, and I was annoyed.
It's got a lot of sprawl. Yeah.
Yeah.
That big Sam Houston statue.
And it was very hot when I was there.
Humid, as they say. Yeah. You know Sam Houston's got the big statue dick.
What?
I don't know. You never the Houston
I'm
the
asking Houston. You about okay. the cast.
Okay. I gotta say this. Maybe it's just where I was this morning when I watched or whatever. I'm not really attracted to any of the men.
Okay. I wasn't necessarily asking for attraction. I was just...
No, that was my point. Yes. Like, usually there's guys that were like, oh, my God, he's hot. I don't feel that for any of them.
The cutest to me is Mr. America, JP.
Probably Izzy to me.
Oh, yeah, Izzy's hot.
Because I love a man with a bald head.
I think Chris is really cute.
Chris is cute. He just seems like a little boy to me. He seems young.
Yeah.
Like
what
I
do you
would
want
defile.
Them to be, 55?
I don't know. There just wasn't, you know, maybe probably they're good guys. They're not a Bilal. They don't have this sense of not Bilal.
Jesus.
Other B word.
I don't know who you're talking
the
about.
The guy who I was attracted to who's terrible.
Bartice. Yeah, you have really shitty taste,
I think
especially in this game.
And I ironically was never attracted to Uche. I should have been.
Ooh.
Going from my past. I should have been. Who knew? But...
Fucking Patrick Bateman, Uche.
So,
Jesus Christ.
I love some of the women, but overall, it feels, I actually thought the first like 30 minutes, I was like, this episode feels a little boring. And then it kind of really picked up in the end.
Then things changed.
What do you think overall?
I'm like you.
Nobody seems like a reality star immediately, like we've gotten before, to me.
Yeah. I think Lydia, to an extent, but she's more of a mess than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I like her, but
I do too.
I don't want to be in a relationship with her. I think that would be,
you know,
quite...
she likes attention. She likes to be loved. So she's, you know, like she's extra. And so if you don't want to be around that, then that's going to be a lot for
you. I think she needs someone who's extremely grounded.
She's not your type of person.
No, you.
You would not.
I could see me like just she'd be sitting there and I'm just like inching away from her as she she was fun.
No, I think after a while I think she would actually just I would say, what do you think about Lydia? You would go look at me like with your father poodle face and say, she hurts my ears. Because she was just loud. I really think it would hurt your ears.
Also, I think on a show like this, or just in general in life, you need to ixnay on the open beating nerve. way of your personality.
Well, we'll talk about it. They talk about episode two, but they talk about it in one, too. But like, we've talked about this before about what vulnerability is.
Because there's vulnerability, and then there's oversharing.
There's just, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I don't think she knows the difference.
I think Aaliyah was showed vulnerability.
Yes.
Lydia does seem to, I think she, there are people, I think she's a caretaker person, actually.
I agree, yeah.
So you can see when someone does share vulnerability, she gets off on that. I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean, that's,
no.
That feeds her.
Yeah.
Again, I'm trying to not use words you use in the bedroom.
I know, it's hard. Because there's a huge vocabulary. I will say, I'm sure she's great with the other women, but
oh yeah,
I think there is a reason why this woman has not found love, and there is this idea that she thinks that there's, and it's an easy thing to believe in, and it does feel fair that if you're giving everything to this person and you've just shared this, then the other person should reciprocate, and it's just not like that. It's that fundamental belief mm-hmm. that she has that's going to sabotage everything for her.
Well, there's really a fallacy in anyone's thinking if you think just because I do something,
yeah,
then
it's
that
transactional in that way.
Well, and that person will appreciate that and mm-hmm. give that back to me. Sadly, that's not how the world works.
No,
because sometimes people who are a little probably more emotionally healthy will see, oh, you shared with this. Let me meet you there too. A lot of people don't do that though.
And sharing and being vulnerable vulnerable with someone has to be its own reward.
Yeah.
You can't expect it.
We're going to talk about it in episode two, too, because
I like a lot. I like a lot of the women, too. I surprisingly liked Taylor more than I thought I would.
You mean Micah, too?
No,
not the way she acts, but the way she looks and the way she talked, it's so much like
a
Micah.
A little.
Oh, she
I didn't
even
see
looks
it.
Like her to me.
Oh, she didn't look. Doesn't look like her at all to me.
Oh, she does to me. But no, I like Taylor.
Yeah,
she comes off a lot better than Micah did.
Definitely
a lot.
And I really like Aaliyah. I think Aaliyah's. but I don't see. I'm just saying this now. I'm being realistic about this. I don't see things. This being a good. Helpful season for Aaliyah.
You know, I think
sadly.
The best relationship Aaliyah could get in is with Lydia, her best friend. That's what I want.
I agree.
I want them to go on a girls' trip and say, fuck these guys.
And Stacey's kind of like a little bit of a watered-down version of Shayna.
Yeah, she doesn't get too deep.
Yeah.
And
but I like Stacey more than Shayna.
Yes. There's not anybody, there's not a villain. We've had for the several seasons.
Yeah.
Well, oh, Uche didn't come
up. Think Uche is going to be that villain for
Uche's
us.
Gonna, I guess in the women, we had Shayna. We had
There's
Micah.
No.
What's her name?
I see
we don't have any
villain now. Potential and not and reluctant.
Potential.
Reluctant villain potential in Johnny because she'll weaponize her own hurt.
Possibly. I like Johnny right now, though.
Oh, she's...
This is a thing with Love is Blind, though, y'all. We like all these people for the most part at first. And then by the end of this show, we'll end up loving Uche and hating Aaliyah. You never know.
That'll never happen. I'm telling you that right now.
It won't. I love Aaliyah.
Oh, I love her. We're not going to wind up loving you. Uche has shown us who he is.
You never know. You could love him. You never know. Chris Cordell, he turns your heart.
Chris Cordell?
Whoever made this show?
Chris Colon.
Same thing. Colon?
Yeah.
Like your colon?
But there's an E in there.
Colone.
C-O-E-L-E-N.
Oh. Mr. Colon.
Yes.
Okay.
Gerlin. let's move on.
So this is episode one. So you're a recent cheater. Again.
So you're a recent cheater. I will never forget that statement.
Shout out to Netflix for having a yeah, you better turn on Timey.
Yep.
Shout out to Netflix for having a great relationship with us. And they.
Shout out to Netflix for having a great relationship with us. They're so lucky. they can have a great
relationship. Shout out to Netflix for giving us screeners of these, and that's how we're able to drop this all with you.
Yes.
And also, y'all, be sure to listen to our collab that we did, right? Haven't we?
Ace and Caitlin.
No.
Oh,
this
sorry.
Is airing 2 weeks from now. Or are we going to have to? Ace and Caitlin.
I cannot be held accountable for whatever I say.
Ace and Caitlin, their Sister Wives collab, was like a week and a half ago.
That was in 2022.
Basically. But no, we did a Love is Blind collab.
I can't transport myself like Voyagers, the show.
We're doing a lot of Love is Blind collabs.
Yes.
We're doing, I don't think
it's out. Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Two Black Girls, One Rose. I don't know if that's out at this time. And then also we're doing a...
Bad TV.
Bad TV, yeah. We're doing so much right now. We need an assistant.
Yeah. Preferably a hot one.
No!
We don't got HR at Reality Gaze.
No. Our intern is already a handsome young straight man. No more. We got one, that's it.
Good thing I've got his number and I can tweet and text freely.
No, thank you.
Strangely, he blocked all images that I was sending.
Yes, I told him. I said, never accept a GIF from Poods.
It's probably a better idea.
Probably, because it's going to be a homemade GIF.
Just me, like, eating GIF peanut butter. Or putting it somewhere else, if you know what I mean. Else.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Chocolate donut!
Y'all, the Lachey's come in. They're talking to the men's quarter and the women's quarter.
I hate these two.
I don't hate them.
I want them gone.
I don't hate them. They were terrible at the reunion, but...
They're awful.
I still like her. I do. I think she's
after
funny.
After that weirdo...
That
like,
was not great.
Handmaid's Tale performance?
That she kept asking about the babies? Yes, that was weird.
She's also shitty. Remember her and Jackie, with her with Jackie and Josh? And what? No one watching thought this was healthy.
No, that's
except
true.
For her.
I don't know. I still...
Nope. Don't like her. They need to switch it up. They need to switch these people out for someone else. I think it's because they're producers.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
No, it won't. I just don't
A lot
like
of people
them.
Thought Cam and Lauren were going to be hosting the tell. I don't think any of that's going to happen, y'all. No, they produce his stuff.
There's some kind of ownership / production thing here that's probably not going to happen. They did a petition or something. I was like, y'all, petition in one hand and piss in the other comes to entertainment.
Yeah, Nick Lachey's about to be busy anyway because I'm sure 98 Degrees is going to go on tour again because they're all doing it now.
Oh, they are? Are all of them alive?
NSYNC's coming back. Do you not know about this?
I know NSYNC is.
Oh my God.
I don't know if NSYNC is going on tour again.
That's the rumor, yeah. They're putting out an album. They've saw it. Let's do it today. Oh, I can't take it. It's too much. Backstreet Boys are coming back.
I guess they're all gonna get trainers and they're gonna work off that extra.
They're all doing it. The rumor is in the Beehive, someone's calling you. The rumor is in the Beehive that...
Potential spam.
It's going to be a Destiny's Child tour.
I thought they called it the Bayhive.
Whatever. I'm not a Beehive person. I like Beyonce. Loved the concert.
I'm
not
a
Beehive
person. Do you think they would do a...
That's the rumor, yeah.
Huh. Okay.
You know who I would love to see? SWV. Remember them?
They had a show most
Did they
recently.
Really?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me?
Sometimes I feel like...
A reality show?
I think so.
Oh.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like... I think I did tell you, and all I do is tell you... Oh, like the sun shining outside. Like, why didn't you tell me?
I do say that.
I'm not responsible.
I would love to see them in concert with Tevin Campbell.
Little T.
Little T.
I have not thought about Little T, Tevin Campbell.
And Shanice. That was my middle school. All right, let's move on.
Oh.
Anyway, so 98 Degrees is going on tour, but I'm going to be there for NSYNC. You bet your ass.
I want all people who basically stole all the Taylor Swift tickets. Let people who were born not in this century get tickets first, because y'all, we have a hard enough time.
We do.
At least give us that time.
We do.
Don't get those tickets first.
No, I agree.
We don't, and we get very upset.
I don't know if a lot of 20-year-olds were gonna want to hear NSYNC.
They would.
Although now they like
to
them
be retro.
Their parents like. If that makes you old, 20-year-olds like NSYNC because that's the group my mom liked.
We need to move on. That's depressing.
Okay,
let's
yes.
jump in.
Yeah, let's jump
Lydia
in.
Lydia is a geologist from Puerto Rico. She's 30. She's been told she's too much by a lot of people, and I would agree with them.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But, it's we have friends that are from, I'm thinking of one friend in particular who is Puerto Rican, and we call her Woohoo Girl.
Yeah.
So there is a culture, because when she's out and about, it's always like, hey, it's a party.
There's a sense of a lack of perspective, though, of self-perspective.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be the Achilles heel going through here.
I think there's a lot of with Lydia. Let me throw myself out there.
Yeah.
So that way you can judge everything and leave me quickly.
And you can destroy
me. So that way
me.
I don't have to play the long game and get my heart broken.
I also, maybe this is also something that happened this
People
season.
People really aren't that complicated.
And they're really not. Like fucking Johnny picking every pattern she's ever done. That's why I kind of, you mentioned her, I kind of like her, but damn, I see her as weaponizing every hurt that she has.
She could.
On.
She could, yeah.
I just see, and to her partner and to other people in the...
She's so pretty.
She is.
Her
yeah.
eyes, yeah. So yeah, we see Lydia. We, where are we?
One thing I noticed this season is they all jump in immediately with, what's your age? How do you want kids right away?
They want to know their job, too. We don't get that a lot. I do think Ernesto's hot, and then he burps.
The one who burps in her face. Well, I don't think we're ever going to see him.
We're not.
Unless, spoiler alert, we've seen the first two episodes. So I kind of know who the five are going to be already, or at least the five men and five women, but because of how much we've seen. Sometimes in the third episode... We get a rando couple who we haven't seen. That was like the Colleen and Matt slot. Remember that slot?
Yeah. Y'all, there's always couples that get together too that we never see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we found out who got together last season and proposed, and we never saw it.
What's her name? Milagro.
Milagro.
Milady.
Milady.
Milan. Josh and Monica.
Monica.
Yeah. Monica, dance a waltz.
How could you forget? Josh and,
Milagro.
Fucking Josh. We saw that in After the Altar.
Yeah. So, Milton is just leans in with the metamorphic rock, and when she finds out she's a geologist... And he's like, I have a polarizing microscope in my apartment.
She's a geologist. He's an engineer, but he has a specialty in engineering. I think he works, y'all, at Houston, so a lot of people work
oil and gas.
Oil and gas. So I think he looks at rocks where they can find oil.
Yeah. Now, he's 24.
Yes.
I'm very thankful that this season there's not a lot of 23 and 24-year-olds.
No.
Like on the ultimatum, looks like people are around. There's like a 27-year-old, there's a 30, there's a 33.
Mm-hmm.
That's better.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wish we had a 35, 36-year-old woman and man. But
yeah.
I don't think we have that.
We'll get it on The Golden Bachelor.
That's right. This is announced after that.
We can talk about that now.
Yes.
See, I'm letting you talk about things.
I didn't like the way you intro'd it. So... I like when she said, she's like, what's your age? He's like, what's your age? 30. How old do I sound? 28. I'm actually 24. Yikes. You're younger than my brother.
I wouldn't have. I think that is, I would have said, you know what? I would have said, no, I'm not telling my age, and I don't want to know your age. That's not the point of this.
I think we should not talk about each other's ages.
I think women often bring that up because women want to have children. A lot, not all of them, but they're thinking
about. But they're all 30.
But
You know what? I would
35
say
number I would freaks say women out.
35 may be a discussion where we need to have kids within the next 5 years.
But of course, men aren't thinking of that because they can be 50 and have a kid. Be like fucking Robert De Niro. We've talked
and
about
Al Pacino.
Him. And Al Pacino in their 80s having a kid. And guess what? Robert De Niro divorced to a 26-year-old wife.
There you are, y'all. Maddie's opinion of 80 versus 26 years old, they don't work.
It doesn't work.
What a controversial opinion.
Does Leo DiCaprio have any kids?
No.
At least he didn't.
That he knows of.
Wait, because he never gets married. I bet Jamal Evans will have a kid with young one.
I'm
so upset by that.
I am certain he's had a vasectomy a long time ago.
Chris Evans?
No, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, that's probably true.
They age out real quickly with him. He's straight into another 24-year-old. Another cocktail waitress.
Although, he seems happy. Maybe I'll get rich and do that and just fuck 24-year-olds.
Why do you think he seems happy?
I don't know. I don't know if he's happy or not. Anyway, he's driving his Prius, feeling good about the environment or not.
And finger banging his 24-year-old.
There he goes. Okay, so Lydia Milton geek out, but then she meets Izzy. This comes back later. She's Izzy's 29-year-old insurance agent. Again, I don't know why they're not about their job so much, but his family's Mexican. But
and he is hot.
But he later found out his biological father has all these siblings. Put a pin in that. Yeah. Put a pin in that.
So he basically says, and this is really interesting.
He's dating the wrong women, by the way.
He asks her, I totally agree.
What woman says, looks at a man with a bald head and goes,
But here's the thing. That is your thing. There are women who don't like that.
They're wrong.
Okay, I know, but I'm saying that for you to not understand there are women but that is a real thing.
I think it's wrong. There's something in your head. You got a chip.
Well, you also,
I love a bald-headed man.
You're gauging your fetish.
It's not my fetish. I don't think about them just pummeling me and little beads of sweat just go up on their head, and I put my hands on the head, and I rub it around, and I say, yeah, daddy, yeah!
Yeah, Baldy!
Get it, Baldy!
Give it to me, Uncle Fester!
Woo! Fester me! Fester fuck me! Wow! Give me that thing!
Give me a Daddy Warbucks!
Yeah! Where is Thing? Thing, fist me! Happy Halloween.
So I think you may be have a little bit of blindness there. I will say I've seen someone who I've been seeing someone who shapes their head, and it's not hair though.
Oh yeah.
I like hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a deal breaker for me, but mm-hmm. I'm sure there are women out there who think it's gross. But that's a shame. Yeah.
You're wrong.
For me, it's what's on the inside that counts.
Yeah, that's it.
What's on the inside? Actually, it's what's on your pants that counts.
It is what's on the inside. What's on the inside of you?
For me,
it better be at least 8 inches.
It's what's inside me that counts.
Yes.
That's how we change that. See?
That's how we
For
change.
For me, it's what goes inside me that counts.
Wow. I hope that they just heard that at the Chick-fil-A you were getting a sandwich at.
Poor little Robert.
Robert.
He's just trying to buy a truck.
He's just trying to get a pickup truck selling crisscross fries, thinking of Christ.
His voice just changed.
After you drove away, he went, whoa. Okay.
He's going to pray for us tonight at the youth group meeting.
He is. So, Stacy talks to Izzy. Oh, I'm sorry.
I just want to say one thing about Lydia and Izzy.
Yeah.
I
said that like I wanted to fight. Yeah.
Yeah. And they get right into talking about kids, and she's always like, when are you going to propose? This is the thing. I think Lydia is taking everything very seriously, but she's not trying to, even with Love is Blind, you got to do a dance.
You do.
There's got to be a little bit of a dance here. And so when you say propose, they're like, I'm going to propose now. There's part of me that thinks that Lydia is expecting them to propose when they first meet her.
Maybe she did watch the show. Maybe she doesn't get it. I mean, I think Lydia's probably very competitive with herself. Also, too, y'all, I mean, we have to call this, it is an elephant in the room because it comes out usually always later. People know by now, if they don't couple up with someone, they're not going to be on the rest of the show.
That's true.
They'll be written out. And some people want to, I don't get that vibe from a lot of people here, but it always comes, there's always a few that just wanted to be reality TV
totally.
Famous.
Andrew, Izzy and Stacey. Stacey's makeup, go. It's a choice. She's making a choice.
First of all, she does too much bronzer.
Yes.
There's a lot of bronzer on her forehead.
Yeah.
But in the middle of her forehead. So I keep thinking that she was like in the dust part of Star Wars,
On Tatooine.
Tatooine. Sorry, y'all, I've been watching Clone Wars, so a lot of Star Wars references lately. But so there's that. And then it's like she took that bronzer brush and after going back and forth on her forehead, she said, you know what, let me just run this across my eyes.
It's
muddy
that,
makeup.
It's that. That's a good word for it. And it's, I would say, for a formal occasion that was kind of special dress-up makeup, I could kind of see it. But in a day look under those lights, it feels clowny.
It's just actually, I think a lot of her eye makeup and everything, it's overblended.
That's a really good point.
You can overblend to it.
Yeah.
I don't bring that up a lot because mostly people don't do that.
Yeah. And the thing about her complexion, the red kind of reddish around her eye doesn't do her a lot of favors.
No, she needs to lean into some more pinks.
Yeah.
So
I think she's a pretty woman.
She's beautiful. Take that bronzer up around your hairline, honey, and just swap it down.
It's a good. I wanted to get that out of the way.
I don't mind a little bronzer touch, but you gotta be careful, y'all. You can't use that like with your white, pale skin. You can't use that kind of just. I can't think of another word for it, but dirt color bronzer. You can't just pop that in the middle of your nose. It looks like you've been. You're an extra from Oliver.
Please, sir. So she says, "What do you do for fun, y'all?" This is the fun girl.
Woohoo!
She's
woohoo girl.
She wants to have fun. She's a good solid choice for a lot of these men. He of course played baseball in college, and I imagine what Izzy looks in his baseball uniform with dead ass.
Wait, who played baseball in
Izzy.
College? Oh. Oh, he did.
I think he's the hottest.
He just got hotter.
He's the hottest for me this season.
He got hotter, too, when I saw his tattoo.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit.
Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Voluma XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Okay. I guess.
I think I'm into him now.
I think to me he was the hottest guy.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But it's taken me a while to be, but not even just looks, it's taken a while for me to be drawn to any, I'm still not drawn to any of the men.
Yeah, there's not this kind of animal thing that happened Izzy.
The way I felt about Bartice and the way you felt about Brennan. You wanted to fuck him.
Maybe.
Gary, can you roll that audio?
Maybe. I don't know. Let's talk about Izzy and Johnny. Johnny is a lawyer. And a lawyer.
A lawyer.
As some of my family people say.
I do.
And Johnny basically says, I have a track record. Johnny kind of has this. I have a track record. She kind of talks like Penelope, the Kristen Wiig character. I have a track record of like having a crap relationship relationships, but my last relationship ended 6 months ago
because
I wasn't in love with them. And she's looking for intelligence, independence, and emotionally stable. And
she said the word frenetic. I chose frenetic guys in the past.
You know what I said? This woman, you can tell she's codependent. She screams it.
Yeah,
she needs to take care of these men who have problems.
Yeah,
and
Johnny, I see you.
I know. Yeah, there's.
Here comes Johnny. Here comes Maddie.
So this, and she basically says, "I dated a lot of people." She says a lot of people with addiction issues, and she's very. She throws around, I'm a walking red flag. And
even her mother said at one point, honey, maybe you don't need to be in a relationship.
That laid me out.
And she's like, that hurts. How do you take that? And I went, how do you take that?
Very Darcy.
Yes. But my mother says those things too. Like, your mother never talks about your relationship.
No.
Right?
No. She would never opine that way.
Oh,
she
my
would
mother,
never say
right after I broke
up
with somebody. All right, right after we ended that.
What did she say? You don't need to be in a relationship?
No, she said, well, you really should be with someone. It'll be good for you.
What?
And I was like, I just got out of a 7.5-year relationship.
She told you
yeah,
that?
Yeah, she was like, it'll be good for you. You're just happier. And I went,
what? I said, do you know what that means? That thinking is still in the back of your mind somewhere.
In hers.
That, when I'm saying how you were raised.
Oh. Thankfully, I think that actually got out because I was single for like 16 years before I got in that relationship.
Yeah.
I think that period got that out of me.
Good.
I'm very happy being on my own. Woo! I'm going to Vegas tomorrow, gay pride, and she's on prep, honey.
I just need, I'm going to give you some doxycycline. The people who are going to Vegas.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Remind me.
I can find some gay MMA fighters and we can MM gay.
I don't think that's the thing.
I think MM gay should be a thing.
Like it's where slap fighting?
It's their slap fighting, yes. Slap fighting, like, girl, and they're fighting. Or
they just start fucking.
They're actual MMA fighters and it's very masculine. And then they
start
fucking.
Start rimming each other?
Yes, kind of like in. What's that movie? Bailoff, or whatever his name is, he imitates people.
Bailoff?
He was in Sweeney Todd, and he played the hairdresser, barber, in the movie.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Sacha Baron Cohen. Borat.
Bailoff.
Borat.
Borat.
Borat. That movie.
How didn't you see that movie?
No, I did. But when they're in Oklahoma and they're fighting and then he and the guys start making out.
Yes.
And these guys in Oklahoma are crying going, no, no. It's amazing. It's one of the funniest things I've ever
about,
seen.
Are you talking about Borat or are you talking about Bruno?
Oh, Bruno. What a bees. Bruno. That movie,
that
y'all.
Conversation that, was a ride.
That is Oklahoma.
Anyway, so we find out that Izzy was engaged before, but Johnny's been married before.
Yeah.
And put a pin in that, because we're going to learn more about that, too.
Put a pin in that, yes.
So
Chris Foster's Dogs on the Weekend. That made me love it. Chris
we're not
is
there
a
yet.
Oh.
We're talking about Izzy still. Oh. Are you trying to rush me through this?
No, I don't mean to. I just looked at the wrong place.
There we are.
I was thinking about MM Gay still.
I know. And I said that, and I wrote down the fact that Johnny thinks she needs to confess that a marriage, a first marriage before 30, is either shameful or strange is, I don't think that's strange at all. I think a lot of people have had a failed marriage before 30.
What is interesting to me
or their first
is,
marriage, I shouldn't
yes,
say failed.
I agree with you. Starter marriage.
Yeah.
This show is very interesting about where it's filmed. We've had now Love is Blind in, they've never done L.A. because that probably would be gross.
But Atlanta, Chicago, Seattle, Houston.
No, there's five.
Oh, sorry.
Dallas.
Dallas.
Very similar when they did like Dallas and Houston, mm-hmm. I think. Even though Houston's a great city. It's an international city. Way more diversity than Dallas. And I think, honestly, Houston's the best city in Texas. Sorry.
I haven't been there
It's
a
my
lot.
Favorite city in Texas.
I didn't think it was that pretty.
I think it is pretty. It's just you probably went in the summer when it feels like Satan's taint.
It was bad.
And it's 90 degrees with 80%.
Was like in the area of like Rice University because I was staying around there. And it was pretty. But
with the trees?
There was nothing geographically interesting.
Oh, you're used to, I guess because it is flatter. The ocean is what's interesting. But I get that. I thought it was pretty. But again, Houston's a city, you don't live there in the summer.
Okay.
You get out.
All right.
The men are pretty. What I was going to say is, it's still Texas. So I feel like a lot of these women are carrying around shame about choices. And we forget this is now you will see a lot of mega churches in Houston. So it's just, I just say notice that how the
is
women.
Is that where Joyce Meyer is?
Oh, I like her.
What?
I don't listen to her because I'm not religious, but I used to love her.
What?
She's probably said terrible things.
I'm going to ask you to do a little research.
She's probably said terrible things about homosexuals.
She's prosperity gospels and shit like that.
Oh, see, I didn't listen to that.
What do you know about her?
I just saw her. She was on TV some when I was a kid, and I was like, she's telling it like it is.
That's a really bad take. So I'm gonna let you... Could get us canceled.
But it's a bad take.
Yeah, it's a bad take.
What's his name? I drove by his church all the time when I took my dad to MD Anderson. Oslo.
Joel Osteen.
Osteen, yes. I saw his church is huge. So a lot of these. Anyway, I just bring up, that's the culture of Houston still, y'all.
Okay, so the idea of women are like, oh, I've been married
she's
before.
She's like, oh, I've been married. Because Seattle's like, we don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. So now we can move on to Chris. Chris is 27. Project. He's this boyish good looks. He is good looking in a way that is like charming high school boy next door.
He's adorable. Really pretty eyes. Just, I could just wreck this man.
But you said you weren't into him.
I'm not because he seems so young to me. Like
okay,
I couldn't do anything.
He's 27. Yeah. I think he seems... I think this show's going to chew him up and spit him out.
Yeah.
Which
has a history of doing. It really did that to Cole.
And I do see... Cole's different, though. This guy seems even more kind of bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. So anyway, you're right. This guy fosters dogs on the weekends.
So cute.
Which I'm going to say, I don't have a dog.
to be able to give a dog back at the end of a weekend would be hard for me, I think. I could kind of give a dog back after like 3 weeks, probably, when I've like, when it's expended its energy and I've said, okay, dog, you and I, we're here for a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
But for a weekend feels like rent a dog. And I think it would just...
Well, you mean you would fall in love with it?
Or I would be, I don't think I'd want to give it back because I would think we hadn't had enough time together. I would need a good 3 weeks.
You might want to process that.
Seriously.
But no, that's why I won't foster dogs, because I'd just keep them.
Because it's one thing for me to like, I can foster a dick for one night.
You're already doing charity work. So look
I know.
At it that way. You're already doing good things.
Because y'all, dicks need homes too.
Hi, I'm Sally Struthers, and I'm here to tell you.
No, it would be Mira Sorvino who does those commercials.
Far away from here, you see poodle getting fucked in slow motion. Every dick needs a home.
Foster a dick today,
because there's lonely dicks everywhere.
Everywhere. For just $100 an hour,
you can foster a dick.
I mean, they'll give it to you. Yeah. Don't worry.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Look at this dick. Look how sad it looks.
And she's got a dog, Barry the Beagle. And
cute, love beagles.
Sissy Jackie beagles are loud.
They're loud and they're hungry. But Sissy Jackie, our den mother Jackie, runs her Facebook.
And
she
they can
loves
be very smart.
Very smart.
Yeah.
Wait, are you a beagle?
I am hungry. Usually.
You're hungry. You're loud, and you're very smart.
Maybe. Anyway. So both of them kind of want the same thing. It looks like. And Johnny keeps saying things like, I've barely been through the ringer in relationships. Y'all, there are ways to say this that are more tactful, because we do see people like Johnny and a couple others and Lydia literally scaring men off. Because there's a difference between honesty and finding a way to say things that don't make you sound like an absolute, you know, like lemon of a car.
I agree, but I feel like it's really on the second episode, but I feel like Johnny did that in a much more organic, natural way.
She did, but there's...
Because there had been time.
She's mentioned...
But she does kind of lay the seeds of it.
She's mentioned, I'm a red flag, I'm a walking red flag.
Yeah.
I think she's trying to set the bar low.
I do think that, yeah.
That's not... I understand why she thinks it's going to help her. It's not going to help her.
Well, no, it's about you. No, that's... I do that in relationships, so...
We'll do better!
Oh, I am. Thanks for being supportive.
Wow. Anyway, you should set the bar high.
Some people set the bar too high.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Some people have rigorous standards. And if someone chews gum on the left side of the mouth, they can't date them anymore.
It's the right side. And why should I lower my bar for anyone?
Wow.
Taylor! Taylor is 25 and she's a teacher. She's struggled with loving herself.
She's crying.
And JP, who's a firefighter. I like his little dimples.
He's handsome.
I think he's cute.
He's just
not... He looks like Chris Harrison from The Bachelor before Chris Harrison got fired.
Oh. Kind of, yeah.
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 Anyway.
I mean, he's cute. He's just, you know, he's fine. I don't know. There's nothing about... There's, like, he gets a little more interesting to me.
Yeah. No, he's just like a country boy.
I
can cook prime rib, chicken Alfredo. Of course you can, buddy.
Yeah.
Can you make a grilled cheese?
Yeah, Taylor.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, can you make basic food? 'Cause I'm basic.
No, I will say, these two together are a Friday night out at Chili's.
Oh.
They really are.
They really are.
They are the human equivalent of it.
They love Chili's. They love going to Stagecoach.
the Stagecoach Festival. Festival.
I love going to Stagecoach. She's a kindergarten.
Crate and Barrel.
Oh, I love Crate and Barrel. You don't like Crate? It's okay, actually.
It's overpriced for what you get.
I'm more of an anthropology person. And so she. You can't say anything, Erwan.
That's true.
But so she, she's teaching kindergarten. And so they're talking about all this food. And he's. And I mean, they seem like they're getting on well, right? I mean, but JP also talks to Taylor and then he talks to Stacy, right? Or did I just write her name down wrong?
No, you wrote it down wrong.
Because Taylor, these women are really, you're right in that they really are just immediately like kind of just saying, if you give me a knife, I'm going to cut this vein right in front of you and let it bleed out quickly. Meaning that Taylor's like, yeah, you're so sweet. You're so sweet. I was drawn to you. I was drawn to you. I was drawn to you.
I was drawn to you too. I guess I got to say it.
It's like it felt so. But then JP says, well, I would propose to you right now.
Yeah. It's this. They do it better than. They do it in a play way better than.
It freaked me out though when he said, I would propose to you right now. I was like, this is soon.
I agree. But it feels less. For some reason, this feels less serious.
It's really a game because if I did this, which they really, as superficial as men are, they really should do a Love is Blind with gay men.
Oh!
I think it would be messy and really interesting.
I don't think the conceit of Love is Blind with the reveal would work at all.
No, it would have so many gay men like you that would just walk away.
Can we trade dick pics at least?
No.
I don't think this is going to work. Or at least top or bottom? Or at least side?
Well, you're going to figure it out. I mean, probably they would talk about that. You would have about your sexual preference.
I need the doors to be labeled. I need the doors to be tops and bottoms.
I mean, they could do that. A lot of people in the gay community would be really upset by that. But
how so?
Because they would say, we're labeling people, but I mean, but maybe everybody's verse.
Or verse.
Maybe everyone's verse.
They cast everyone. But I'm saying.
Cast all verse gay men, yes.
I think you need to know right up top or bottom.
I don't think you would be the best contestant for Gay Love is Blind.
Nah, you're right.
But I think they should do it.
I tell you what, I'd be memorable.
You'd be memorable.
I'd go in there, and you know what? I'd steal someone's man.
I would do it. You'd probably steal mine. Actually, you would, because we have different type.
I'd do it because I wanted to.
And then you would say at the end, you said, it was what's best for you. Because you would break up with that guy.
And then I'd throw him away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'd fall in love with somebody. So, well, old me. I don't know if new me would. But
no, you're better now.
No, I don't think I would now. But I would have before. So, and it was just a lot. Okay, let's talk about
Uche and Miriam, who I don't know if we're ever going to see again after their talk.
Oh, well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, I don't think so. But they, y'all, do you wait till the end to pick someone or do you wait till the beginning to pick someone? Because if you don't pick someone early on, they're going to get picked by somebody else.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Miriam is shady as fuck.
Yeah.
She's a scientist, but she's lived here. And I live in the Middle East, but no, I live here now. I'm like, you're lying. Like, this
well,
is all a bunch of, do you want to be a reality
that,
star?
It's that, and he's like, so what do you do? Are you in skincare? And he's like, kind of interrogating her. She's like, well, I'm offering a distinct composition. I think she is here to announce her anti-aging. She has found the secret of youth.
But has she?
Yes. It's like death becomes her.
Death becomes her. It's at a water hole out in Katy.
Katy, Texas. So I think we know why we never saw her again, because she's it does feel a little shady.
She's real pretty, and she wants to be a reality star, 100%.
Moving on to Uche and Aaliyah. She is an Aaliyah's 28 and an ICU nurse.
Oh, she works at the hospital. She said works in Medical City where my daddy was. I wonder if she's at.
I'm going to ask you maybe not to have an attachment to that and maybe how it colors your thinking about her.
No, I'm going to love her because she.
But that's what I'm saying.
No, maybe I can't.
Maybe we can divorce the fact she worked where your father died of cancer.
No. I don't know if she's at Indiana. She's in cardiology, so I bet she's
but
at.
But I'm asking,
hospital.
Maybe have a little perspective.
I would like to know.
Okay.
I'd like to know.
So. They're talking about nerdy vibes again. To me, it is a complete serial killer vibe. It isn't a nerdy vibe at all.
It's so, and we'll talk about this later, but he's so not even unemotional, just not emotional at all.
And lawyerly, and describes his emotions as though they are, he's working through a logic problem.
And I'm trying to have compassion because, yes, especially black men in the South, emotions, bad, and all that. But this is on another level. I don't
Did
even know if this had anything to do with
where that. He was from.
We don't know where he grew up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know about that. Or if we did, we missed it. Because her parents were in the Air Force.
Yeah.
And so she moved around. But we don't know. And that's it. That's something, even on both of these episodes, we don't know a lot about his past.
He's a lawyer. He owns a software company, and because he likes to be his own boss, I'm sure he does really well with people telling him what to do.
Sure.
And anyway, where am I? I think that's...
They go to the women's quarters. They're kind of talking in the women's quarter. Aaliyah's talking about like physical intimacy. It's something to talk about, and I know my sex drive, so it better be up there. And then we get to Stacy and Izzy. And Stacy's like, listen, I can look at your feet and tell you what shoe size they are. This is my subtle way to talk about your dick.
Totally.
And you know why? Because game recognizes game. Poodle and I have both done it.
And Izzy basically says, Stacy's loud and she's going to be a good time, but Johnny is sweet and tender.
I'm raunchy and weird. That's what Stacy.
That's her
said.
Housewife tagline.
Yeah, and is he like, who? What do you define as raunchy? You.
She's obnoxious as fuck. I think she'll be great when she's out. I don't know if she's gonna get chosen. I think she'd be great TV.
I think she might.
Yeah. So Izzy and Johnny are. He's like, are you a cuddler? And he's trying to ask. He's like, are you into, like, are you open to things in the bedroom? Y'all, when a guy asks you that, it means, can you do anal?
Yep.
When he's asked, that's what he's asking.
It does.
Have you done anal before?
Just get to it.
Yeah. And she's like, and Johnny says, I have a few connections, but you're really up there. You're like the strongest one.
Strongest one. But then later we see Chris and Johnny, they're playing games, and Chris is like reading cards, and Johnny's like, let's go deeper. Let's go deeper. I don't know what would you say? I feel like that's and I get it, that's the point of the pods. But never mind. I was going to ask you, what do you think when a man says, let's go deeper? And that's so colored, because I know what you're thinking, but. I'm not. But not sex aside.
Non-sexually, what it seems like.
What would your reaction be if a guy said, let's go deeper?
I would say, why don't you ask me a question, something specifically? Don't say, let's just go deeper. I'm not going to share things because it's tell me your darkest secret.
Yeah, I think that. You know what? I think I wish the word instead of deeper, the more of like, let's talk about the details of your life. Let's talk about more things in detail.
Or you say, what was a time you talk about your, what was a part that really formed who you were?
Yes.
Yeah, and that way, that's a way of going deeper instead of just saying, let's go deeper, because when I understand what you're talking about. When someone says, let's go deeper, immediately you have to say, tell me your traumas.
Yeah, it's like you're just saying, let's be sad.
Yeah. Or it means let's it's a kind of a like the game Sorry. It's like a backdoor way of getting to something quickly. Mm. Like you're like, oh, or it's Chutes and Ladders where you go somewhere faster.
Oh yeah. It's I love Chutes and Ladders.
I've not played it in so long.
I bet you cheated.
You know what, when I didn't win, I would flip the board. I'm a board flipper. I admit it. Now, that was when I was a child.
You're better now.
Now I'll just pout when I don't win. Because someone else must have cheated. So Chris basically says, well, they asked, talk about losing virginity. And Chris says, I told everyone that I lost it my junior year, but it was actually on a trip. And these three girls, there was tequila. And this girl basically forced herself on him. Mm-hmm. He's like, I was looking over at my friend and she was kind of pressuring me to have sex. And I said no multiple times. I'm like, they're talking about sexual assault here.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't think this has been talked about in reality TV for men. Rarely often.
I'm sure it has been, but rarely.
Rarely. And she was kind
of
like,
shame and stigma in it just because it's called, really the betrayal. You feel a betrayal of the body.
Of your body.
Because you still feel an erection.
It's like
those
women who
happen.
Have orgasms during a sexual assault.
Yeah.
And they feel
your body still is its own separate thing. Mm-hmm. And you feel so, it's horrible.
So, and he says, and y'all, this is the thing. She kind of unlocks something in him. And he says, the baby brother of love is caring for someone. So,
I don't know.
In a way, it's not that I think she was leading him on here, but I think she was testing him out to see what he had. She was trying to see what his emotional hard hand he was dealt, and it felt exploitive to me.
It did a little bit. I mean,
she kind of threw him away.
It really wasn't her. It was the producers, because they had cards that said, when did you lose your virginity?
That's true.
So that's really what did it. So it was exploitive because it was producer initiated.
Izzy and Lydia.
I wrote, he doesn't seem that into her.
No, he wasn't into her the first time they met.
No, he wasn't. And I do think Lydia is so concerned with how people think of her. You said she's not reading cues. The cues she's not reading are she's so worried about and concerned with what people think about her. She's actually not reality testing what people think about her.
Right. I agree with you.
For her to do that would take a lot of calm. I'm not saying she needs to be less loud, but I think she needs to be less frenetic.
I don't think she's taking time to actually hear what the other person is saying.
She talks over people, I notice. She doesn't actually listen to the words and take it in and pause and then respond.
So, yeah.
That's true.
So, they're basically saying, everything's in the details.
I love this show.
And you can tell she's a lot for him. And then at one point he says, she says, I just want to feel you. He's like, yeah. And then he goes,
yeah, that sounds nice.
And then she's like, you're my number one.
He's like,
and Izzy says, well, I have made a few connections and I heard you tell me that I was your number one, but have you made any other connections?
Any others?
It's like, yeah, but they're not as good as you. Woohoo!
Okay. All right. Okay, we get a little bit of Uche and Aaliyah. She's talking about having her woman cave and that she wants to. This is when they bond a lot, because she's talking about, I really want to be able to paint and play my guitar, and write poetry.
And he's like, during college, I wrote and performed spoken word poetry. She's in shock. Her favorite movie is Love, Jones.
I feel like I saw that, but I don't remember. It was like in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
It's like Bill Bellamy in that movie? Bill Bellamy was hot to me.
I think
and like Nia Long was in it.
Nia Long, yeah.
Oh, Nia Long. I don't remember who the main guy was. I forget. I think I did watch it, but I don't remember it at all.
Lawrence Tate, the guy. And it was Nia Long.
God, Bill Bellamy was so hot to me. I don't know if he was in it or not.
And spoken word poetry. Yeah.
What's Bill Bellamy doing now?
Bill Bellamy was in that.
He was?
Yeah.
Ooh. What's going on, Mr. Bellamy? Hey, that's a porn studio. Bellamy.
Spelled differently.
Spelled differently.
Said with a Czech accent. So they are I like to be like, I've got a guitar. I have a Fender. I have a Fender.
I have a, y'all,
those are pretty popular. Everyone's got a Fender.
Those are pretty popular guitars.
What if she said, I have a Les Paul? He was like, oh, you must be really.
Yeah. Even if she said like Gibson, you would have been like, okay. No.
Anyway, y'all, it seems to be going swimmingly for them. We'll come back to that.
Yeah, we're going to come back to that.
Taylor and JP, he's doing push-ups and spells her name as Taylor.
Taylor, he does spell it. That was pretty funny.
They are made for each other.
And then it was funny when she said, I'll do a push-up for you. JP. That was really...
I will say, she's one of the more entertaining
women. Like her. She's funny. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she calls him. He said, I'm not big on pet names. You're going to be my sugar butt.
And he said, okay, well, then you're sugar. And so...
I'd prefer names that weren't so similar.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Have you ever had pet names for somebody you
No.
dated? Okay. Did they ever have a pet name for you?
Yeah, sometimes, but... I'm not into it usually.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
You have any pet names now?
The one that I prefer is Hole!
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Get on the bed, Hole!
Hole.
Oh, I love when you talk to me so sweetie.
Poodle also loves the word. He loves being called receptacle.
Hole.
All right. So, y'all, I laughed so hard when Lydia walked in and goes, "Hola, mi amor,"
and Izzy throws his head back like, "Fuck!"
Fuck! It's like it looks. That is the exact look when the husband of the guy walks in that Poodle's been fucking.
Yeah, or when I'm somewhere and I'm somewhere with the gentleman friend that I'm seeing and I'm at a restaurant and the waiter is the guy I've been fucking.
That actually has happened, hasn't it? I think about that.
No.
As you date in Los Angeles, how often do you see people you had sex with?
It's happened. You just say, hey, how are you? How's your evening?
That's great. Stillwater's fine. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Stillwater. Tap, please. Could I have a new server? I have a feeling one may put poison or spit in my food.
You can't eat anywhere in West Hollywood, can
no,
you?
No, that's off limits.
There's like two restaurants you can do in Silver Lake, and that's it.
There's like California Pizza Kitchen, and maybe some places downtown.
That's it.
Yeah.
CPK again, hon. Otherwise,
it's like, we can do takeout. We don't need people gawking at us.
Can't we go somewhere else, hole?
No! Oh, did you know our Uber driver or Uber delivery person?
No. No. Okay. Oh, boy.
Anyway.
So Izzy finally, he's like, look, it is crazy how, I was trying to think, have we had another couple where people have been let down before, but Lydia is just so sure. She's like, she is so sure that Izzy is the one for her, and like, and that is her connection. So when he tells her, and he starts, you know, this is difficult. And I got to say, he was a class act about it.
Yeah.
And even she asked the question, which I thought was so sad. She says, what do you think is missing?
You guys, don't ask that question. The answer you get will never make you happy.
And also, even if they say something specifically about you, it really, believe me when I say this, it really isn't about you.
Exactly.
It's about he had this connection with someone else more
and
intensely.
I feel like people go into this experiment, as they say, knowing that.
But she was so
takes it personally,
heartbroken about this and personal
and
about
think
it.
About the difference of how, we've gone over this, but was this in this episode? Let me just to make sure. No, you know what? I won't talk about it.
Okay.
Because I don't want to. Yeah, that's in the next episode.
Okay, great.
So I won't do it. But like the difference. She basically says, he said, it's the chemistry. And she says, this sucks. And this is when she says, I was vulnerable and open with you, and I can't believe this is happening again.
Because I think she feels like anytime I'm, again, it's that idea of, well, if I'm open and vulnerable with you, then you feel that way for me too.
Right.
You'll give that back to me. People aren't giving that back to her, but she's kind of so, it's not narcissism, but she's so wrapped in her own self-doubt. When she does that, she feels like it's then given back to her in some way when it's not.
She needs a dating coach.
I think she, you know who she reminds me of? Darcy.
Yes. She needs a dating coach.
She loves love.
And she needs to definitely in the throes of love addiction.
Yeah, I think so.
And someone who can teach her that this is everything that happens to her on a date isn't personal.
She thinks everything is personal.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think this experiment, was not the right experiment for this person.
Yeah. She goes back in the women's. She's sobbing,
and now she's
and
kind of
Leah comforts her. I love Leah.
And she was by the end of it. She was guilting him, and she basically
she was.
Says,
yeah, "Sorry.
Have a good rest of your day with your people."
She does. Yeah,
yeah.
She's really hurt, and Leah comforts her, and Leah looks at her. Y'all put a pin in this because it next episode. It's this beautiful moment between these two.
Yeah,
Leah says, "You deserve to be some." Which I agree. You deserve to be loved by someone who gets you. And I like that Aaliyah didn't throw Izzy under the bus. She said, it just, this is what you need. This is about somebody who loves you, who gets you. He just doesn't get you. But then she says, and this makes me feel more reassured about Uche.
And Johnny and Stacy are just looking on and watching.
Watching.
And then Uche and Aaliyah. Yeah, this is going to have a lot of people talking.
Yeah. I mean, let's just get to it. At first, they're meeting. It's so perfect. They're so happy. And
she says, this is
she
this
says,
guy.
What would be your deal breaker to you? And he says, honesty.
I feel like these are dangerous questions in Love is Blind. And I don't think
why?
this you know, let me preface that.
I think I know why,
that.
I want it.
I think these are dangerous questions because you don't really know these people yet.
That's exactly what I was thinking too.
Yeah.
You don't know their heart fully. You don't know their situation.
And I don't think she realized that she was dealing with someone who was going to weaponize his own hurt and be cruel to intentionally hurt another person.
I don't think anyone would think that this would happen.
No.
I don't think, in fact, I think if you expect that to happen, that's not a normal response.
No.
That's not a normal expectation.
But
to
I want to say, and I think that's why it threw her for a loop so much. Because this guy has been saying stuff like, oh, I'll support you regardless. He even said to her, let me know whenever you're feeling insecure because I will help you.
I would have felt the same way.
Yeah.
The way he acted, I would have completely
me too.
Just shut down and been like,
what happened was as soon as she said something that was outside the narrative he was constructing in his brain about them as the perfect couple, or about her as the perfect girlfriend, he flipped and said and immediately started punishing her.
Let's get to it.
Let's get to it. I was floored.
No, it
watching
was shocking. She says, so she tells him, she says, like 2 years ago, I cheated on someone because I wasn't satisfied for 2.5 years
sexually.
So we don't know if they weren't even having sex at all. And so that's when Uche said, oh, so you're a recent cheater.
But I want to say, even to lead up to that, he said, they talk about dishonesty, and then he asked, have you ever lied before in a relationship? Which all of this seems like they're going towards honesty. They're going towards a place where both of them are sharing.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, of course, I'm human. And in the past, I've done things that aren't that. And he's like, well, have you ever cheated on, you've done things. What do you mean? Have you cheated in a relationship? And then he says, you can be honest. Tell me about it.
Yeah, he says that.
And
yeah.
I want to make sure I underline that, because later on he tells her she should not have said it.
Yeah.
This is unforgivable behavior.
Well, let's tell him what happened.
Sorry, I'm furious.
So she says she cheated on someone 2.5 years ago, and that's when he said recent cheater. And she's like, don't say that.
Yeah.
And she talks, she really explained, I thought, really well of saying, I told him multiple times of what I wanted. It seemed like Aaliyah had really tried to explain to this guy what she wanted sexually and was not getting it. I'm sure not feeling feelings of desire.
Yep.
This is very normal in relationships.
And while this is happening, you guys, while she is explaining herself and sputtering, he's eating a candy bar.
He is eating a candy bar. Yeah, that bugged me too. He's just sitting there kind of chewing on it. And she says, and then he's like, well, that's not good. Did you tell your boyfriend? She said, no, I did not tell him. And he says, why not? She said, well, I didn't want to hurt him. And then in a very lawyer way, he explains to her, he basically mansplains to her and says, well, by not telling him, you didn't want to hurt him. You really didn't want to hurt yourself.
And you were trying to make it easy on yourself, weren't you? Your Honor, make the witness answer the question.
Yeah, if you told him about him, maybe it was about you. And I wrote, what a judgmental prick.
Oh, yeah. So she says, yeah, I hated myself, but what good would it have done? This is the moral judgment that I don't know if I can get past.
I just want to say, she said, yeah, I hated myself.
Yeah.
And then his response to that.
And he says, what good would it have done to tell him? He's like, well, you could have made yourself an honest person.
So you said that after someone who, quote, loves, just says, I hated myself. And your response is, well, you would have been an honest person.
Yes. And then he says, he's like, well, you know what? This is when it went to a third level that I had no idea it could get to.
Yeah.
It's like, I cheated before, but it was when I was 18 and I only kissed the girl. If I had done that, I would, and then he basically says, I had the moral fortitude, basically, to tell them about it.
And he said, and I was young, and yeah, I didn't know anybody.
For y'all, for this guy, all the rules are different than for the women he dates.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking and he, prick.
You know, she says, I'm a changed woman because of that. And she's already going within and very somber. And also, y'all, we're not reenacting it, but the tone of his voice is terrible.
It was lawyerly and cruel.
It was cruel.
This is the thing with, this is why you say my opinion won't change about this guy. I don't know how you can be cruel to someone who you think you love in a way like this.
I mean, sadly, it happens a lot, but yeah, it's really
and
terrible. It's really terrible.
Yeah. Anyway, he says, and he says, well, thanks for being honest about that. It almost as a slap.
Almost as a slap. Yeah. And so
she's fucking devastated.
She's devastated. She says, she walks out of the room.
He says, so do you have mostly girlfriends or guy friends?
Oh, yeah. He
basically, that's leading the witness to say,
are you a slut?
Are you a slut?
Are you a whore?
Will you cheat on me with all your guy friends?
He's not going to want you to be friends with guy friends, so I hope you're not,
this
Aaliyah.
This guy will manage the fuck out of her.
Yeah. She walks out of the room and just falls, slumps down the side of the room, is sobbing.
I hope there are no, like, towels that he can arrange, like sleeping with the enemy.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's even gross because he goes out and he's talking to JP, and he's like, yeah, this is not a game to me, you know? I've got this value. I've got values, and I've got these things. And then JP says,
I'm not lowering my standards.
And I know JP didn't mean it this way, probably, but he says, well, can you forgive her? And I went, there's nothing for you to fucking forgive because
100%.
She didn't cheat on you. This is someone complete. And this is something that I think, this is something that happens to women in general, but especially in the South, is that there are people that think, oh, well, you know, Derek, he was with that girl, Charlene, who cheated on her husband, but Derek forgave her, forgot, and decided to be
forgave
with her.
Forgave her, yeah.
That kind of shit I heard all the time about men that would be with women that came from other divorces or they had had an affair.
They put
in the
it
previous,
behind them.
And they forgave them for that when it has nothing to fucking do with them.
I totally
agree. Guys, if you're with someone and if they cheated on someone and had this huge affair, that's none of your fucking business.
Amen.
Just how do they treat you now? Shut the fuck up and take the dick.
That's our next tour t-shirt.
Can we put Uche on the bus?
100%.
Or get the bus.
This is bad,
it's
everybody.
It is a horrible red flag.
It was
horrible.
I can't get past the... I know they say they have feelings for each other, but they don't even really know each other. And the way you can be cruel to someone and talk to someone that way so flippantly and then go, oh, well.
It's terrible.
That's the show!
No, it's actually not.
Oh,
you forgot
sorry.
About my favorite part of the episode is when Aaliyah goes back to her and is crying. Lydia now is comforting her.
No one can judge you.
Oh,
no one can judge you.
Lydia said everything I wanted to say, that no one can judge you. She also says that this is giving you clarity of how he is going to react to problematic situations.
Every single time.
She says, you do not want to marry a guy like this, someone who judges you when you're honest. You don't want this. If he doesn't have the capacity to put things aside, he needs to stop blaming other and resolve his own shit. And I went, this is one of those people who doesn't have the clarity for himself, but
nope.
Lydia, I need Lydia and Aaliyah to just fuck these men.
But
not fuck them,
no,
do
no,
their
no.
own thing.
But the absolute betrayal
it's beautiful.
Of him saying, you can tell me anything. You can be honest with me, and then to weaponize it.
It's a big narcissist thing. It's a big red
I'm
flag for narcissists.
This is a fucking Patrick Bateman level.
It's a bit of like, it makes me wonder, like, what is this guy able to have any type of empathy or compassion at all?
Doubtful.
And it doesn't get better, I don't think, in episode 2.
No.
That's the show now. I just want to talk about it, Lydia. You guys! Ooh!
This is
good.
Is a good season.
It's good. We're excited. We hope you like it as well. We're going to give you one more free episode on the public feed, episode 2, so you can try before you buy. But after that, we've cuckolded, we've teased you.
Yeah.
We've given
I'm
going to
be calling
ball.
You whole.
Yeah, and you're going to have to join that $5 tier to get all this. But in that tier, you get, we talk about our classless, our old episodes of 90 Day Fiancé that we talk about. You also get our Bi-Curious episode.
Yes. Which is all of our binges.
All of our binges.
Selling the OC.
We just
launched. The Ultimatum Queer Love.
Yes, which was good. Selling the OC, the new season of that just popped off like 2 weeks ago, y'all.
Yep.
So 3 weeks ago. So, and it's great. So you get all of that for
and
your pleasure.
And you said classless, right?
Yeah, I did say classless. All right, everybody. That's the show.
Oh, I can't wait.
We're going to jump into next episode, but until we see you again, what do you keep asking yourself, Poodle? What should they keep asking themselves?
Call me whole!
And is love blind?
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
It's Reality Gaze presenting Love is Blind.